SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Presidential candidates are reacting to the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling that frozen embryos are legally considered children.
In a White House statement, the president blasted the Alabama ruling, saying the disregard for women's ability to make these decisions for themselves and their families is outrageous and unacceptable. He said it's a direct result of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Republican Nikki Haley also weighed in. She told CNN that she does not endorse the Alabama ruling, but agreed that an embryo is an unborn baby. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, takes the stage at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, during its first full day of speakers Thursday. Trump urges all Republicans to embrace early voting.
We must embrace early voting. The days of waiting until Election Day to vote are over. We have to encourage everyone who can legally vote to go do so as soon as they legally can. We need so many votes banked for Donald J. Trump that we're not playing catch-up on Election Day.
An investigation into Thursday's cell phone outages is looking into whether or not it's part of a cyber attack. AT&T cell phone service is fully restored after being out for most of the day. According to reports, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies are looking into it. Also Thursday, the National Weather Service experienced a temperature outage. Automated temperatures were not posting for cities across the central and eastern U.S. Automated temperature reports that usually update throughout the day were showing up blank Thursday afternoon. A representative said they're working to fix the problem. Temperatures recorded by the National Weather Service go back into the 1800s. This is SRN News.